across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I like local radio because it supports local, independent, unsigned artists.
Now, talking about independent, unsigned artists, I'm joined on the line by somebody that's been coming into the studio, I think, for must be about the last 7 years. She's a local singer-songwriter. She's absolutely brilliant, and she's doing brilliantly as well. So I'm joined on the line by singer-songwriter Leanne Louise. Good morning.
Oh, hey, good morning. Thank you so much.
Great to talk to you. We've been playing your track with Miss Pink, On Your Mind, for the last couple of weeks. Absolutely love it. So it's gone absolutely nuts for you. Not, I mean, we always support you on Phoenix FM, but you've got the big major radio stations behind you as well.
Oh, you know what? This year's, obviously it's been so tough for everyone, but it's been so amazing for my music. Like, I didn't even expect it. It's really bizarre, but everyone's really got behind it, and I think like music's really helped so many people this year.
Yeah.
But it's also, it's been amazing. It's really helped me too.
So tell us about some of the stations the track's been on.
Am I allowed to?
Yeah, go on. It's you, love. You go ahead. Go for it. Be proud.
It's been on Phoenix FM, and you guys are literally always incredible, and I really, really appreciate that. So I've had a couple of singles out. Some of them have been played on Radio 1, some's been played on Kiss, One Extra. BBC Introducing have been really supportive as well. I'm trying to think, like Rinse, there's all the big ones, which is, like, for me, is a big deal. I know to some people that's kind of normal, but for me, especially Radio 1 was like a bucket list thing.
Yeah.
I think it's just because it's so tough as well.
Yes, yeah.
You know, it's really, really not easy to get played. Like, one of my singles was with a guy called Carl Tough Enough Brown and Madness KMA, and they call themselves Mad Tough.
Mm.
And they are legends in the game, bless them. So that was thanks to them, that one. I remember looking on Twitter, just being nosy. You know, do you ever Google yourself?
I try not to.
Well, I didn't Google myself, but, like, I was just, like, one night, I was thinking, oh, I wonder what would happen if I typed my name into Twitter. And it come up with, you know, the Radio 1 bot?
Mm.
It was, like, now playing, Faith Is My Fire. I was like, oh, my God!
Oh,
missed
wow.
It. It was in May.
No! No!
I didn't even get to hear it.
Oh, that's a bit of a disappointment. Now, the track you've got out at the moment, which is the one we love here, which is On Your Mind, it's a collaboration with Miss Pink. So tell us about Miss Pink and how that actually came about.
Oh, God, I love her. So really randomly, I met her this time last year. I was booked to do a Christmas performance. And my friend Claire, big up Thames Delta, she was like, oh, come back to the studio, we'll have a few drinks, the drum and bass guys are there. So I did. I went back to the studio. She was there, Miss Pink was there, and like Jesse G, Ed Solo, Decline, loads of people that are now like really good friends of mine, they were there. And I didn't really think much of it. I had a few drinks. I was like, if you ever need vocals, me and my drunken then let me know. Mm. And she did. She chased me up and she was like, well, let's work. And we'd done a live stream for Women's Independent Day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what I mean. we'd done that in April.
Yeah.
And just after the restrictions were lifted a bit during lockdown, we started doing live streams. And they just went nuts.
Mm.
Like, they were reaching, well, some of them got over a quarter of a million views. This year, we've got, like, over 2 million views collectively on our streams, which is insane.
Yeah.
Insane. What I mean by that, like, music's really helped people. It's really brought people together this year.
You are a young mum. I mean, I remember you came to the studio. And I'm not sure. How old is your boy now? Eight?
He's seven, nearly eight.
Seven, yeah. Because you were pregnant when I first met you, when you came in and you sung live. And how difficult is it being a mum and doing your music?
Do you know what? It is really difficult. It's really, really challenging. My son, obviously, you know, he's got autism.
Mm.
And it is really challenging, but I've got my amazing mum. She's so supportive. And I really, really appreciate her. I couldn't do half the stuff that I do without her. But it is really challenging. But music, this year especially, I've realised music is my therapy. Without it, I think I would go insane. Yeah. And I really mean that. Music's everything to me.
You're also a really good advocate, I think, for young women, because you do your music, you've got your son, you keep striving forward, but you also put up pictures without any makeup, and you also say that you struggle with mental health, and it's good for other people to see that sometimes with, especially with female artists, we see this perfect image, and you like to share the reality of, you know, what we all have every day.
Yeah. But this is it. I sometimes look at myself on social media and I feel like a bit of a fraud sitting here with no makeup on, like bags under my eyes. But I do. I think it's really, really important for my own sanity as well as everyone else's, because there's so many apps out there where you can take away your spots, and I am definitely guilty of using some of these apps. Oh, I haven't like adjusted my body shape or anything like that, but you can, within a matter of seconds, you can take away your spots, you can make yourself slimmer, you can eradicate pores altogether on your face, which are completely normal. And it's bizarre how, you know, like these things are seen as flaws. Kind of crazy, but for my own sanity, I think it's definitely important, because I obviously do have insecurities within myself, but by sharing them with the world, it makes it easier. Yeah. And it makes it easier for other people, because we're all normal.
Yes.
Not everyone wakes up looking perfect. Some people do, but... Yeah. No, most people don't.
Yeah, definitely not me. I wake up looking like a dog and normally spend most of the day looking like... Unless I've got the apps. That, actually, the one on TikTok is brilliant. I did try it and I was like, oh my God. The one on TikTok does contouring. It takes out spots and makes your teeth whiter. I looked at it and I went, I quite fancy myself now.
They are wicked. I do love a filter. I do love a filter. This is the thing. I'm not against these things.
Yeah.
I love them, but it's just important to remember that they're not real.
Yes. I have to say, always following you on social media, but the cooking. You've made this amazing banoffee pie the other week.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know what, Michelle? I think it seriously was the best thing that I have ever made. I started learning to cook about 3 years ago. Yeah. I was actually petrified of cooking. But I've never really been good at baking. So when this came out the way that it did, I was just in complete shock, to be honest, because, I'm not that great at baking, but obviously you don't really, there's not much baking or any baking involved in banoffee pie. And it was the best thing I've ever made and the best thing I've tasted in a long time.
How long did it actually last for?
It literally didn't even last 24 hours.
No.
There's only two of us eating it.
I do like the way everyone's going, oh, that looks nice. You know, it's already gone.
It's gone. It did not last 24 hours, and I mean that. It didn't.
Now, we're going to end on the track. So this is you and Miss Pink. The track is On Your Mind. It's out now across all platforms.
Thank you, Ian.
What's coming up next?
So, next year, we're working on loads of stuff. We do have a song called Better With You. We don't have a release date. We're writing something new at the moment. Lots of garage mashups. I've got a single coming out with Solecta, and I'm pretty sure that you've played, or if it wasn't you, it was someone at Phoenix. I think John played this. John loves this one, actually. Me and Solecta have got a song coming out in April next year, which I'm really, really excited about. Lots of music and good find.
And what's the social media best place to find you?
So it's at Leanne Louise Music on Instagram, Leanne Louise on Facebook. Google me.
Yes, you'll find her everywhere. She's everywhere with her banoffee pie.
Yes, I have more of that to come.
Yes.
Not with them, mind. Thank you so much, Michelle. Lots of love. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for supporting the song, as always. It means a lot.
Oh, brilliant. Right, this is Leanne Louise with On Your Mind featuring Miss Pink. Thanks a lot. Take care, lovely. On your mind.